Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, weekend rain helped only a little in the fight to contain South Georgia wildfires. Applications open for projects funded by opioid settlement money, and the race among Republicans vying to take on Georgia's incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Ossoff is heating up.
If you're our candidate, we lose. You're under federal investigation. I'm telling you, that the Democrats will eat that up.
Today is Monday, April 27th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Rain slowed the progress of two sprawling South Georgia wildfires this weekend. The rain also allowed crews to contain more of the fires that have destroyed more than 100 homes. But the Georgia Forestry Commission says the rain wasn't nearly enough. Crews responded to 10 new blazes throughout the state yesterday. Brantley County Manager Joey Kaysen is warning residents that conditions could change.
This is a dynamic fire event that is wind-driven, and we will have winds later in this week that could restoke that fire to be just as bad as it was on Saturday.
The Brantley County fire was 6% contained as of figures released this morning. The biggest blaze in Clinch and Eccles counties has scorched more than 50 square miles and at least 35 homes in a sparsely populated and heavily wooded part of the state. Authorities believe the Brantley County fire was sparked by a foil balloon hitting live power lines that created an electrical arc that ignited combustible material on the ground. They think the Pineland Road fire was started by sparks from a welding operation. Firefighters have been battling hundreds of blazes across the southeast. The fire threat has been amplified by a combination of extreme drought, gusty winds, climate change, and dead trees and other vegetation. The Red Cross has opened a third shelter in South Georgia for families displaced by wildfires. Red Cross shelters are now open in Jessup, Brunswick, and Lake Park. The Red Cross isn't the only organization lending a hand with wildfires. A Georgia nonprofit supporting the state's forestry industry has launched a fund to support landowners, families, firefighters, first responders, and communities impacted by wildfires. The Georgia Forestry Foundation announced the fund on Friday, saying it had an initial investment of $10,000. Georgia environmental regulators have taken the first step in restricting water use as a result of the ongoing severe drought across much of the state. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The Georgia Environmental Protection Division's Level 1 drought response does not dictate any new limits on water use. It does mean that water systems across the state are required to tell their customers about the drought, its impact on water supply, and the need for water conservation. That communication could come through newspaper ads, inserts in water bills, and social media. More rules on water use could come in following days. Meanwhile, public watering is already restricted during the heat of the day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Georgia has committed to spending millions of dollars on projects that address the opioid crisis, using money from settlements reached with drug manufacturers. Friday marked the official rollout for year three of the funding. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
This year, $20 million will be allocated across the state to pay for programs aimed at mitigating opioid addiction and overdoses. Applications to Georgia's Opioid Crisis Abatement Trust will be open for a month. At an information session for applicants in North Georgia, slated to receive the largest share of the funding due to its high rate of overdose deaths, Behavioral Health Commissioner Kevin Tanner said the best applications will address specific local needs.
One of the things we really want to move toward is identifying what gaps still exist and start creating opportunities to open up funding to fill those gaps. But this round of funding is open to any innovative idea.
Tanner says the trust will work with the data clearinghouse this year to pinpoint where more services are needed. Grant recipients will be announced in the fall. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
The race among Republicans vying to take on Georgia's incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Ossoff is heating up. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports two of the candidates traded barbs in a debate yesterday.
With no dominant frontrunner and no endorsement from President Donald Trump in a crowded race, U.S. Representatives Buddy Carter and Mike Collins stood out in the five-man debate by addressing each other. Carter brought up an ethics investigation launched against Collins over accusations of misusing congressional funds.
Mike, if you're our candidate, we lose. You're under federal investigation. I'm telling you, that, the Democrats will eat that up.
Collins called the accusations, quote, a nothing burger, and responded to Carter in kind.
I find it ironic that a career politician is talking about ethics. In your career, it's been littered with complaints.
Another major candidate, former football coach Derek Dooley, also appeared in the debate, one of 18 that the Atlanta Press Club and GPB will present this week. Early voting in the May 19th primary elections begins on Monday. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
Early voting starts today for the May 19th general primary elections. The election will determine the Democratic and Republican Party candidates. Residents in North Fulton now have their own Board of Health, vital records, and support for seniors with the opening of Fulton County's new Health and Human Services facility in Alpharetta. Pamela Rochelle is the Chief Operating Officer for Fulton County Government. She says among the services, there are two programs for those 55 and older.
One is a senior center, which will have a host of activities from arts classes, fitness classes, everything you need to remain engaged in the community and keep your body and mind and your spirit healthy.
A state-funded behavioral health crisis center is also planned to be open in about 2 years on the 24-acre campus. In baseball, the Braves have the day off today as they prepare for a three-game series against Detroit starting tomorrow. Pitcher Ronaldo Lopez, who opened the season as Atlanta's number two starter, is moving to the bullpen. More changes could be coming, with right-hander Spencer Strider possibly making his season debut in this weekend's series at Colorado after opening the season on the injured list because of a strained oblique. 1 month after opening day, the Braves have the best record in Major League Baseball with a 20-9 record and are dominating the NL East, with second-place Marlins 6.5 games back. And that is all the news fit to put on the podcast today. Thank you for listening to Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, you can check for updates at gpb.org/news. Our reporters are always posting new stories there as well. And remember to subscribe to this podcast, because we're going to be back in your podcast feed every weekday afternoon with all the day's top headlines. And you can help shape the headlines if you have an idea, something that we should be covering perhaps. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's also where we take your feedback on this podcast. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.